KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and thanks so much for joining us this morning. Each week, we talk to the people who make possible the incredible 1 million plus hours of service that Fresno State students provide to our community each year. Also, we talk about the powerful learning opportunity that students get from these experiences, which is really relevant to today's show since it's on the topic of service learning. With me in the studio today are two longtime colleagues and service learning champions at Fresno State. First is Betsy Hayes. Betsy is a professor in media, communication, and journalism, and she coordinates and teaches the public relations program. Betsy's also the Fresno State Faculty Service Learning Scholar, which is a fancy term, but also really indicates that Betsy is one of, if not the most highly regarded experts on service learning at Fresno State. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning.
And joining Betsy today is Dr. Steve Hart. Steve's a professor in literacy, early, bilingual, and special education. LEBC, one of my favorite acronyms on campus. He's also a longtime practitioner and proponent of service learning. Steve, good to see you. Glad you're here with us.
Good morning.
And last but not least is one of Betsy's service learning students, Destiny Bonilla. Destiny, we're so happy you could join us today.
Thank you for having me today.
So Betsy, you're our lead off today. Will you tell us a little about yourself and your journey here at Fresno State?
Well, I am a veteran educator, which is code for old person, I guess. So I've been teaching at Fresno State for 18 years in the Media Communications and Journalism Department, running the PR program, as you mentioned. I've been a service learning champion for about a decade. We are so blessed to have three service learning courses in the PR program: our introductory course, our public relations writing course, and our public relations campaigns course. And I know we're going to talk about why service learning is so fabulous in a minute, but I do just have to start off by saying the difference in the quality of the experience pre and post turning the classes into service learning has been exponential. There really is no comparison.
Well, I can tell you from talking with your students over the years, you know, Betsy's definitely one of those professors at Fresno State that students just love, and they love your classes, and she's got tons of energy and brings that to the class. But I really think we should start by talking about what is it we mean when we use this term service learning. Can you maybe explain exactly what service learning is?
I was actually thinking about that earlier this week, and I think that if you take the phrase service learning and you sort of flip it, and if you think about learning married to service, that's really what we're talking about. We have several components that go into a quality service learning opportunity, but it's really mainly when the students can take the curriculum, take what they're supposed to be taking from the course, and apply that in a way that also provides service. That's what we're talking about with service learning. So it's a marriage of hands-on experiences, project-based learning, community service, solving problems, practicing civic engagement. But at the core, it's really applying everything they're learning to the classroom to the real world in a way that makes the world a better place.
Yeah. So there's that meaningful service, service that's meaningful for the course, but also meaningful for the community. It benefits the community. And then there's that enhanced academic piece that the students learn better by being involved in this. And then you mentioned the civic learning piece. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. Yeah, some of our students come to us with a heart for service right off the bat, and they've volunteered or participated in different community events throughout their whole life. And some students come to us never having done any of that. And we know from the research and just by being vibrant parts of our community that when people are involved in bettering where they live, everybody benefits. And so the civic engagement piece, introducing them to it, if the student has not been involved in that previously, or feeding that desire, if they've already got the bug, sets the students up for after graduation having the value of being involved heavily in their community.
Yeah, and that greater awareness, too, that there are these big issues out there in our community, and they understand some of those things a little bit more rather than just, oh, well, that's a nice thing to do to be involved in service. There's some real purpose there.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's sort of painful because you're looking at these very serious social issues, and it's things that sometimes we would rather look away. But if it's for points and it's an assignment, you can't look away.
Yeah.
And I think that's important because we all, you know, need to be aware of the challenges that different communities have, but also that we all have opportunities to make positive change. It might be incremental, but it'll help.
So you mentioned you've been teaching here at Fresno State for 18 years. And if you've ever seen Betsy, that means that she started when she was 12 or something. But I'm wondering from your personal experience, why? Why service learning?
Well, it improves the quality and the engagement with the students. When the students are working for real organizations, when they are doing projects that are really going to be utilized, it increases the quality. It increases the attention. It increases the engagement. It makes it the big leagues. It's a much different experience. And my favorite example is my writing course, where pre-service learning, news releases were the subject of the week. I said, here's a set of facts that are fake. Write a news release. Well, they did it, but it was, you know, not very exciting, not very engaging. There wasn't a lot of emotional commitment to the project.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to when we made it a service learning course. Now it's, hey, you're going to write a news release for Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities is going to use this news release to promote their turkey drive. All right, well, now we're going to try to really do our best work because it's actually going to be seen by newsrooms. And so that emotional attachment, that higher level of excellence in the quality of work has probably been one of the most significant motivators for me. And the students reflect that right back. And they have all shared that, you know what? I wouldn't have tried that hard. I wouldn't have tried as hard as I tried if this was not for real.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful.
I would imagine that one of the things that happens, the students, instead of being a passive recipient of the lecture and the knowledge, that they become really active in that process. And they have to be engaged because they're going to have to take this information and use it in a real life setting, mm-hmm. not simply in a laboratory type experience and just an assignment that's only going to be seen by the instructor.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's messy. And that's one of my favorite parts about service learning too, which is ironic because people who know me would probably classify me in the control freak category of humans. But ironically, the messiness is what I find the most beautiful piece of service learning. And what I mean by that is that when you're dealing with real life, things don't go as planned. And we have had so many experiences where we thought we were, you know, going left and we ended up making a sharp right because of what happens out there with the community benefit organization. And whereas those are the most frustrating moments for the students, upon reflection, those are always when 2-3 months later, wow, you know what? That's really where this all sort of became very clear to me. This is when I had the light bulb moment. This is when I kind of understand why we're doing what we're doing, because we had to fix whatever that was.
Yeah.
So the messiness is also something that you can't get unless you're doing this sort of pedagogy.
Yeah. So they have to learn to overcome those challenges and work through them to still get at the goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned the three classes that you teach, and I know that they're all at different levels of the PR program. Can you talk about those three classes a little bit more? What are they? And just a little background on them.
Absolutely. In the Introduction to Public Relations course, it's a very simple by design, not simple by implementation model. Right. We have about 35 community benefit organizations that the students can choose from. And they are to provide 15 to 20 hours of public relations service for those community benefit organizations, which sounds very simple and easy until you remember that they get this assignment 2 weeks into the introductory class. And so this is really a jumping in with both feet, you know, about this much. And, you know, here we're going to have you support these organizations in this way. And our community benefit partners have been amazing. They have been absolutely embracing this idea that, you know what, we're all going to grow together in this. And so that is our introductory course. In the public relations writing course, which is our intermediate course, the students work all semester with a community benefit organization, doing 80% of the projects for the course are for their one community benefit organization. And so they get to be very intimately involved, mm-hmm. and do very practical projects. And then in the campaigns class, we work as a team. Typically, it's 25 to 30 students in the class for one community benefit organization creating, implementing, and evaluating a campaign. For example, one of our favorites was a campaign we did for Marjorie Mason Center and Catholic Charities called Share a Pair. And it was a awareness and an actual drive for socks and underwear for children 3 to 12. And that was a fabulous partnership with those community benefit organizations. Also with Fresno State Athletics, we worked with softball, we worked with baseball. It was a very meaningful experience.
So you got this service learning integrated into your program for the very new students that are coming in and taking their first PR class, sort of the mid-level, and then that kind of culminating campaign course too. And Destiny, you've been part of all three of those courses with Professor Hayes. And before you talk about your service learning experiences, I'm wondering if you would give us a little quick introduction.
This is my fourth year here at Fresno State. I will be graduating in December.
Yay, congratulations.
Thank you. I come from a small town just 20 minutes down the road. I live in Selma. In high school, I was definitely one of those people who volunteered for anything and everything I could. That made things a little bit more fun. So when I came here, I tried to find that same type of work, I guess. And PR, that seemed where I was going to find my niche. And so I took Betsy's intro class. And then from there, I just fell in love with the entire program.
So Betsy shared with me that through your service learning classes, you served with the Fresno Grizzlies Community Fund.
Yes.
So the sort of service arm of the Fresno Grizzlies. You worked with Marjorie Mason Center and in that campaigns class on a special campaign project. So maybe you could just briefly describe each of those organizations or projects that you worked on.
For Fresno Grizzlies Community Fund, what I did there was help research different events or programs that were going on in Fresno or Clovis or just like the greater Fresno area that the Grizzlies could be a part of and send Parker to. And one thing we did was there was a new park opening up in West Fresno. Parker went out there to meet the kids. We handed out schedules. With Marjorie Mason Center, it was more defined. All of our work was things that they were going to be seeing and using and they could implement themselves. And then our YMCJ recruitment campaign, that was definitely very hands-on. We were creating things, implementing them, and then evaluating them after. And that one was the most recent one as well.
And YMCJ?
YMCJ.
Media Communication, yes. Journalism.
Mm-hmm.
So educating folks about the opportunities in that field and that career and encouraging students to possibly get involved and others to be supportive of the MCJ programs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So, you know, Marjorie Mason Center, it's an organization that a lot of people here in Fresno are familiar with. And maybe we can focus a little on that and the writing course that you had. That class, obviously, where you were studying writing in public relations settings, so you're learning how to do things like write the press releases and the social media releases and all of those good things. What specifically did you do with Marjorie Mason Center that connected what you learned in the class to that critical social need that they deal with, services for domestic violence victims?
With Marjorie Mason Center, I wouldn't say difficult is a word, but they on their side have confidentiality things that they have to worry about.
Yeah.
So us coming up with certain like events or writing certain things, there was things that we kind of had to work around. But like a news release or a media advisory, those we wrote them about things that we could create ourselves. So there was a special events project that we did in that class. We came up with the special event and then we could write our news release or our media advisory on it. And we just take the things that we learn in class and just implement them ourselves.
And obviously, this is not like writing for an English class.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like writing for journalism per se. You're having to write in a special way and learn those techniques of, as a public relations expert, mm-hmm. as somebody who's going to go into this career, I need to really learn the specific language and style and the appropriate process for getting that information out,
yes.
so that you're promoting those agencies mm-hmm. or that project. Did you feel like it was a more meaningful application of the information that you would have gotten from just doing regular in-class assignments?
Definitely, because you know that they're going to see it and they're going to use it. And typically, like with a news release, those are maybe like a page, page and a half. So you really have to be creative and just look at your notes and say, hey, somebody needs to get all of the information from this one page. So how can I get the word out effectively and efficiently?
Mm,
and
yeah.
I think the 158 class, that's the class that we're talking about, the PR writing class, you definitely start to develop more creativity with your writing in that class.
Well, I want to come back to you in a minute, but I also want to get Steve in on the conversation a little bit. Steve, can you start by just giving the folks listening a little background on the person behind the voice they're hearing?
Sure. I started off with service learning as a classroom teacher, working primarily with elementary age students. I've taught in several cities around the country before working on my doctorate and coming here to Fresno State. And for me, service learning was just always a part of who I was as a teacher. I just valued that approach to education, and seeing my younger students light up when they feel like they were having an impact on their community. And so for me, it was just a natural way of teaching, which is one of the reasons why I selected Fresno State when I was searching for my position as a professor. I knew of Fresno State's commitment to the community and the vast amount of civic engagement that was being promoted across campus. And so that was really important to me. And so kind of led my pathway to lead me here to Fresno State.
So you've really taught at all levels. You taught in the K-12 area, and here at Fresno State, you teach undergraduates. You teach students that are pursuing their master's degree. And you're also teaching, in many cases, doctoral students, students that are earning their doctoral degree. And you integrate service learning into a lot of those classes. One of the ways that you do that is you're teaching about service learning pedagogy. You're teaching future teachers how to use service learning in their classrooms. Can you talk a little about that class or those courses?
Yes. As you mentioned, I'm teaching in the undergraduate curriculum. I'm teaching our credential students who are technically labeled as post-baccalaureate.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we can think of those as master's students. I'm also teaching in the reading master's program. And then I'm also teaching in the educational leadership doctoral program. And primarily what I've done in those courses is to help those different educators to develop a sense of service learning, what service learning is, and how can that be applied in the educational settings. And so primarily working, if we think about with the undergraduate students and the credential students, it's been really emphasizing the pedagogy. What is service learning, and how can this be used with your own students as you enter in your teaching profession?
Yeah.
Thinking more about the master's level and the doctoral courses, that's been really aimed. I think the intent there is to help school leaders, principals, as well as district level leaders recognize the value and importance of service learning as a way to perhaps promote it more across districts throughout the valley.
Now, one of the ways that you integrate that course into students' broader education, you have helped develop this urban civic education minor. Can you tell us a little about the urban civic minor?
Certainly. There was a group, a team that worked to develop that. We received funding from the American Association of State Colleges and Universities to get that launched and off the ground. And it really was an interdisciplinary effort, which is, again, I think, something that is indicative of Fresno State's commitment to community, is it really is cross-disciplinary. The idea with the Urban Civic Education minor was to prepare our students to be future active, productive citizens, not only in the civic realm, but also in the social, cultural, and economic development of our region. And so the idea was to build a program that reached across disciplines that helped students understand diverse cultural communities, prepared them for working with those communities, understanding how diverse cultural communities are garnering their own resources and assets as a way to address social issues within those communities. So really, we wanted it to be about learning about cultural communities and the different approaches to civic and social action that those communities are taking themselves, so that it wasn't a charity-oriented approach. Sometimes service learning can receive a negative view from people that see it as outsiders coming into a community and trying to change that community. And I think really here at Fresno State, the value is about working with the community to address those issues. And really that's what we wanted to do with the minor, is to see how that approach to community change can be done across disciplines. And so within the minor, service learning is really the linchpin that holds all of these different pieces together. So as a minor, it's open to students across disciplines, across undergraduate areas. So any student can enroll in the minor, and we really wanted it to be a place where students could build the minor as part of their major areas of interest. And so it's through service learning that they apply the coursework out in the community, and also learn about service learning as a pedagogy for their future professional competence. So once they understand how service learning works, perhaps whatever career they go into in the future might give them that opportunity to kind of continue that cycle and develop future partnerships with Fresno State.
Okay. So I asked Betsy why she uses service learning in so many of her classes. And recently you gave her and all these other service learning practitioners some really good research to call on when someone asks why they think service learning is so great. Can you talk a little bit about the research that you were involved in that shows the connection between taking a service learning class and improved graduation rates?
Certainly. Colleague Hong Tao Yu here at Fresno State and I worked on that piece and was recently published in the Michigan Journal of Community Service Learning, which is one of the top journals in the field. So what we found with that research, we looked at 6 years of student graduation rates at Fresno State. So as you can imagine, that's thousands and thousands of students. So what we found is we separated it into two groups. One group was students that started here at Fresno State as first-time freshmen. And then the second group that we also looked at was students that transferred into Fresno State. What we found is for both of those groups of students, the rate of graduation was extremely higher if they had any service learning experiences here at Fresno State. What was really important is that we found that if they had more than one service learning course, they were even more likely to graduate within that time frame. So we see a lot more added benefit to multiple service learning courses.
So one class makes a difference, but two or more makes even more difference. And if I remember right, that's even when you control for really important variables like their GPA at the time of the class, how many units they've had, their Pell Grant or their socioeconomic status, all of those things.
Correct. So previous research has shown that students' socioeconomic status, Pell eligible students, students that come from underrepresented minority groups, URM is how they're designated at the university, those factors tend to be associated with lower graduation rates. So when we control for those variables, we saw that the most important factor was service learning.
Wow. You know, Betsy, Steve's research is just one reason why so many of the administrators and faculty here at Fresno State are such big supporters of service learning. How widespread is service learning at Fresno State?
It's very pervasive. We have at the moment about 5,000 students participating in service learning activities. We have close to 200 distinct courses that include some component of service learning. And we have approximately 100 faculty members who are implementing this pedagogy in their classes. And we are continuing to add to that regularly. The new cohort of faculty that just started at Fresno State, one third of them are already planning service learning activities. And so the movement is growing. It's growing rapidly. And obviously for Steve's research and many more reasons, we want to continue that trend.
So those are big numbers. I mean, 5,000 students a year. And Steve, Betsy mentioned all of these classes that go on. I think your research also touched a little bit on the quality of the service learning class and how that impacts the experience of students.
Yeah, the other piece of that research showed was that students that were taking upper division courses had an extremely higher graduation rate as well. And so when we started to analyze and dig a little deeper into some explanations for that, what we found were, first, typically upper division courses were associated with student majors. So one of the interpretations is that perhaps because it's so related to their major area of interest, increases their intrinsic motivation. And then the second thing that we found related to the upper division courses is they were typically taught by professors who had received training through the Richter Center here at Fresno State.
Mm.
And so we really honed in on that piece to really look at the quality of the course. Typically, professors that are trained in service learning would be able to develop stronger connections with the community, have stronger reflective opportunities for the students to process their learning. And so we think that that's a valuable piece of the research.
You know, Destiny, before we run out of time, I mean, we're talking about the research and sort of the dry statistics and things, but really it comes down to what difference is it making for our students? And I'm wondering as we close, why do you think service learning is so valuable?
Well, one of my favorite things that I've noticed after taking three service learning classes is you develop your sense of professionalism. You're doing work for organizations that are going to see this and use it. It's different from a non-service learning class where you're just going home, studying, or doing work out of a book and turning it into a professor. Real professionals are going to see your work. So you definitely like turn up the volume on, you know, how much effort you're putting in. So definitely developing your professionalism.
Yeah, I really love that idea that turn up the volume on the effort. I mean, students put a lot of work into these classes, but really once you take that information, those academics, and you put it into action, I think that the learning process is so much more real and applied for students. And that's the power of service learning in particular. I just hate that we run out of time so quickly on these shows, but I just really appreciate the time that our guests provided today. Betsy, Steve, Destiny, thanks for helping to make our community a better place through service and learning. And to all of our listeners, thanks for joining us this morning. Please tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for another Fresno State Service and Action Program on KFSR. And don't forget, like us on Facebook at FS Service and Action. Tell us what you think about today's show. If you're a student or a former student, maybe talk about your service learning experiences. We'd love to hear from you. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at KFSR.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit KFSR.org.